Four tools that bring promised blessings. Defend yourself against Satan with these four tools. In the Book of Mormon, the prophet Helaman teaches his sons that they must build their spiritual foundation on Jesus Christ in order to withstand the whirlwinds of life. In the October 2014 General Conference, Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about four spiritual tools that help us build this foundation: prayer, scripture study, family home evening, and temple worship. These four tools help us hearken unto the words of Christ and build our testimonies, lives, and homes upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God. When these tools become fundamental habits, Elder Scott said, they provide the easiest way to find peace in the challenges of mortality. They help us to withstand the mighty winds of the adversary, so that they have no power over us to drag us down to the gulf of misery and endless woe. As Elder Scott taught, the more we develop these habits, the more anxious is Satan to harm us, but the less is his ability to do so. These marvelous promises are not the only promises associated with regularly utilizing and more deeply internalizing these four tools. The following eight pages present many of God's promises as made known to us through His chosen leaders for using prayer, scripture study, family home evening, and temple worship. As you read through the promises, think about how you've seen them in your own life. What can you do to incorporate these four tools more fully in your family? These essential habits bring us closer to God and help us build on a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall. Elder Scott declared, "As we actively come unto Christ, we can endure every temptation, every heartache, every challenge we face. Ultimately, as you use these four tools, you will be drawing closer to Christ and securing your life in the power of His atonement."
Promised blessings of prayer. I tell you this, God cares about you. He will listen and He will answer your personal questions. The answers to your prayers will come in His own way and in His own time. And therefore, you need to learn to listen to His voice. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, Receiving a Testimony of Light and Truth, Ensign, November 2014, page 21. I must testify of the blessings of daily scripture study and prayer and weekly family home evening. These are the very practices that help take away stress, give direction to our lives, and add protection to our homes. Linda S. Reeves, second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, Protection from Pornography, A Christ-Focused Home, Ensign, May 2014, pages 16 and 17. And the Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 14. As you pray for forgiveness, you will find yourself forgiving others. One way you will be changed by such fervent prayer is, I promise you, that you will feel truly that you are a child of God. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, The Priesthood Man, Ensign, May 2014, page 64. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Pray always that you may come off conqueror, yea, that you may conquer Satan, and that you may escape the hands of the servants of Satan that do uphold his work. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5. Humble, trusting prayer brings direction and peace. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Using the Supernal Gift of Prayer, Ensign, May 2007, page 8. Prayer is a great tower of strength, a pillar of unending righteousness, a mighty force that moves mountains and saves souls. Through it, the sick are healed, the dead are raised, and the Holy Spirit is poured out without measure upon the faithful. Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Patterns of Prayer, Ensign, May 1984, page 32. To those within the sound of my voice who are struggling with challenges and difficulties, large and small, prayer is the provider of spiritual strength. It is the passport to peace. Miracles are wrought through prayer. President Thomas S. Monson, Be Your Best Self, Ensign, May 2009, page 68.
Promised Blessings of Scripture Study. I said unto them that whoso would hearken unto the word of God and would hold fast unto it, they would never perish, neither could the temptations and the fiery darts of the adversary overpower them unto blindness, to lead them away to destruction. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 24. I promise you that if you will study the Scriptures diligently, your power to avoid temptation and to receive direction of the Holy Ghost in all you do will be increased. President Thomas S. Monson, Be Your Best Self, Ensign, May 2009, page 68. Through daily, constant Scripture study, you will find peace in the turmoil around you and strength to resist temptations. You will develop strong faith in the grace of God and know that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all will be made right according to God's timing. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Make the Exercise of Faith Your First Priority, Ensign, November 2014, pages 93 and 94. I feel certain that if in our homes families will read from the Book of Mormon prayerfully and regularly, mutual respect and consideration for each other will grow. The spirit of contention will depart. Faith, hope, and charity, the pure love of Christ, will abound in our homes and lives. President Marion G. Romney, First Counselor in the First Presidency, The Book of Mormon, Ensign, May 1980, page 67. Privately studying, pondering, and communicating with your Heavenly Father can make an amazing difference in your lives. It will give increased success in your daily activities. It will bring increased alertness to your minds. It will give you comfort and rock-steady assurance when the storms of life descend upon you. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Be Strong in the Lord and in the Power of His Might, Church Educational System Fireside, March 3, 2002, page 4, speeches.byu.edu. The Scriptures can also help us obtain answers to highly specific personal questions. Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in Scripture Study, The Power of the Word, Teacher Manual. The Holy Ghost will guide what we say if we study and ponder the Scriptures every day. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Feed My Lambs, Ensign, November 1997, page 83.
Promised Blessings of Family Home Evening. We cannot afford to neglect this heaven-inspired program of Family Home Evening. It can bring spiritual growth to each member of the family, helping him or her to withstand the temptations which are everywhere. The lessons learned in the home are those that last the longest. President Thomas S. Monson, Constant Truths for Changing Times, Ensign, May 2005, page 19. Each family prayer, each episode of family scripture study, and each family home evening is a brushstroke on the canvas of our souls. No one event may appear to be very impressive or memorable, But just as strokes of paint complement each other and produce an impressive masterpiece, so our consistency of doing seemingly small things can lead to significant spiritual results. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, More Diligent and Concerned at Home, Ensign, November 2009, pages 19 through 20. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. Families who prayerfully prepare and consistently hold their weekly home evenings and who work together during the week to apply the lessons in their lives will be blessed. There will be better feelings between husband and wife, between parents and children, and among children. In such homes, the Spirit of the Lord will be made manifest. President David O. McKay in Family Home Evening Manual, 1967. Regular participation in Family Home Evening will develop increased personal worth, family unity, love for our fellow men, and trust in our Father in Heaven. It is our promise that great blessings will come to all who conscientiously plan and hold weekly Family Home Evenings. Message from the First Presidency in Family Home Evening, Happiness Through Faith in Jesus Christ, 1976, page 3. Whether we are young or old, single or married, whether we have children at home or have become empty nesters, Family Home Evening can increase unity and love in our homes. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening, Ensign, June 2003, page 3. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 6.
Promised Blessings of Temple Worship. The house of the Lord will have a refining effect upon you. It will cultivate unselfishness within your lives. It will build righteousness. It will impress upon you the importance of doing what you ought to do. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Inspirational Thoughts, Ensign, March 2006, page 6. Divine covenants help us to filter out of our minds impurities that could harm us. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings, Ensign, May 2001, page 34. There is a power associated with the ordinances of heaven, even the power of godliness, which can and will thwart the forces of evil. Our families will be protected, our children will be safeguarded as we live the gospel, visit the temple, and live close to the Lord. President Ezra Taft Benson, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Ezra Taft Benson, 2014, page 172. When members of the church attend the temple regularly, inner peace calms the soul. The Spirit of the Lord permeates the home. Love and respect deepen between family members. Problems are more clearly defined. Solutions are more apparent. Emotions are more serene in family relations. Elder Royden G. Derrick of the Presidency of the 70, Temples in the Last Days, 1987, page 156. I will manifest myself to my people in mercy in this house. Yea, I will appear unto my servants, and speak unto them with mine own voice, if my people will keep my commandments, and do not pollute this holy house. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 7 and 8. The eternally significant blessing of uniting our own families is almost beyond comprehension. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Roots and Branches. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Roots and Branches, Ensign, May 2014, page 47. As we go to the Holy House, we will be able to bear every trial and overcome each temptation. The temple provides purpose for our lives. It brings peace to our souls. President Thomas S. Monson, Blessings of the Temple, Ensign, October 2010, page 15. End of the article, Four Tools That Bring Promised Blessings.